ask you the question, what are the Democrats going to do after about 4:30 this afternoon when they no longer have a scandal, an impeachment, an investigation to point to prop up their narrative? When that's gone, when the whole, we hate Trump, and people go, and so what? When you don't have the Mueller report or the Mueller investigation underway, when you don't have impeachment working its way through the House, what's your message going to be? Life support for the Democrats gets yanked this afternoon. Join me now, Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and a regular contributor to this program as well. Liz, good to have you as always.
Thank you. Happy to join you.
So what happens, the narrative for the Democrats, of course, we'll get to the State of the Union, we'll get to the mess in Iowa, but after 4 o'clock today, impeachment's done, and it looks like, from watching the State of the Union last night, I was amazed. Kyrsten Sinema spent more time on her feet applauding the president than all the Democrats combined, she being the senator from Arizona. She could vote against impeachment removal. She could also be joined by Doug Jones and Joe Manchin. What do you think?
Well, let's face it, she should. And all those people should vote against impeachment because the Democrats have not made the case that President Trump did anything that is impeachable. Look, I the first thing that's going to happen is that Adam Schiff has to find a new career because for years now, all he has done is attack the president and try and get his face in front of the camera. And I think Democrats are waking. I think this is the reason for Nancy Pelosi's hissy fit last night. They're waking up to the fact they have lost. They have lost big time. The most stunning thing from that recent Gallup poll showing President Trump's approval rating at an all-time high is that the Republican Party is at the highest level of approval since 2005, up 10 points since the impeachment inquiry in the House began. That has to make you really shake your head because they have, you know, everyone has written the obituary for the Republican Party so many times I can't count. So Democrats have lost this round. They are now in a campaign to reelect President Trump. They're desperate to prevent that from happening. What do they have? They have an incredibly mediocre bench of candidates, and we saw that in Iowa. If Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are top of the heap, what does that say about the heap? Not much, right?
The heap is a little bit, it's got an odor to it, I think it's fair to say.
It's pretty bad, honestly. And look, I'm not, I try to sort of not get too carried away because right now everything is going so well in the president's direction, it's hard to imagine big speed bumps. I mean, yes, if the economy falters, right now the economy is not faltering, and it looks like it won't in the next 6 months.
No, in fact, looking at the big board right now, the Dow's going to be up more than 300 points to open today. It's all in positive territory, heading up north of 29,000 again, the Dow to open, and that's true of NASDAQ and the S&P 500.
Yeah, and by the way, I think some of that is because investors are realizing Democrats don't have a chance of booting the president from office. And though he has done some things like putting tariffs on Chinese products and stuff that businesses don't like, the truth is there is a wind at the back of American businesses right now, and everybody knows it.
And it looks like it worked.
It's a very powerful wind. And I got to tell you, it's working. You know, that's,
yeah, that's the
bottom
point.
Line.
You don't have to like tariffs, but in the end, that leverage, that pressure,
that's
that
right.
pain worked in the favor of the United States. Liz Peek here from Fox News, a contributor there, a contributor to this program. And I want to go back to the Gallup polling. It's the all-time high for the president in Gallup since he took office, by 4 points higher than his previous best. And you mentioned the Republican Party, 51% find them in favorable light. Just 43% find the Democrat Party in favorable light. And I wonder, as this impeachment process winds down, if the Democrats don't lose another point or two. And with Nancy tearing up the speech last night, what a terrible optic for the Democrats. Oh. I mean, they just, you know, well, if I can't get my way, I'm just, I
yeah.
mean, really?
I mean, it was the original temper tantrum. And, you know, occasionally I was watching Fox, to be sure, but occasionally the camera went to all those Democrats seated plumply in their seats while we celebrated one American hero after another. That to me, was the sin that Nancy Pelosi did, basically, by ripping up the speech.
Sure.
She wasn't just ripping up Donald Trump's accomplishments. She was ripping up all those guests in the gallery whose stories, I don't know about you, I found it very moving. I mean, people who have served our country, whose children have been killed by al-Baghdadi, and all these stories that were told, I thought it was really moving and brought us back to kind of the goodness of the American people and the greatness of this country. I know I sound a little sappy, but I believe it. And I think Trump really, you know, he really carried that message. And I think when Democrats cannot rise to their feet to celebrate low African-American unemployment, the greatness of America, American heroes, shame on them. And boy, I hope a lot of people across the country were watching and felt the same way.
Well, I think they did, you know, because what you're talking about is a speech that had hope, that had optimism.
Yes.
The best is yet to come. We can do better. We've made these accomplishments and we can do more. And the Democrats are out there, my governor out there, saying, well, American workers are hurting, and the Republicans want to take away your clean air and want to get rid of your prescription drugs, which is a complete and utter nonsense.
And
people know it, I think. But I go back to Kyrsten Sinema. I think she gets it. For whatever reason, here's a freshman senator who understands. And maybe it's the rebirth of the Blue Dog Democrat. I thought they were extinct. Maybe I was wrong. I'll give you the last word.
Well, and I think with Trump at the top of the ticket, people like Sinema are in trouble. I mean, if they are viewed as really opponents of progress and opponents of policies that most Americans approve of, like secure borders, like rebuilding our defenses, et cetera, she's in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely true. Liz Peek, always appreciate your insight. Terrific seeing you here on the program. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.
There you have it.
Take care.
Liz Peek, everybody. And again, a programming note for tomorrow. I'll be heading to D.C. this afternoon, just kind of clean up the mess in aisle number 3, see if I can pick up the shreds of the speech that Nancy tore up. And then tomorrow morning, Ivy and I will be at the National Prayer Breakfast. Expect to see the president there, as we will many other people. We were invited by Congressman Tim Walberg. We gladly accepted that invitation a few weeks ago. Proud to be accompanying the congressman to the prayer breakfast. And then we'll tell you all about it come Friday. Scott Bertram in here. For tomorrow, one day. All right? It's the Steve Gerber Show. Final thoughts for hour number 2 after this.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.